With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities say severe storms with suspected tornadoes have raked southern Indiana and northern Kentucky, damaging dozens of homes and leaving people without power. They say storms Thursday afternoon damaged homes and trailers in the Ohio River communities of Hanover and Lamb in Indiana. Milton resident James Ashton tells WCPO the wind was pretty strong as that storm system blew through.
Wind was picking up, blowing. Kept trying to blow my door open, so I had to stand in front of my door so it wouldn't blow open.
Sergeant Stephen Wills of Indiana State Police says a suspected tornado hit Jefferson County, damaging several homes and bringing down trees and power lines. Also at SRNNews.com, one political observer says Democrats may lose more than they gain at the ballot box by catering to the pro-Hamas wing of the party.
They don't want to have their coalition fall apart.
Political journalist Josh Krushauer says that's clearly the motivation for President Biden's muted support for Israel.
The White House is terrified of its left-wing base.
But he says Biden and the Democrats face the very real risk of losing more support than they gain by distancing Israel.
The majority of the American public, you see this in poll after poll, is pro-Israel.
Krushauer believes the president is more supportive of Israel than he lets on, fearing backlash from inside the party. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Father of a Michigan school shooter is found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. It's the second jury conviction against Ethan Crumbly's parents, who were accused of failing to secure a gun at home and then doing nothing to solve his mental health problems. Ethan killed four students at Oxford High School in 2021. Delta Airlines says two unruly passengers forced a New York-bound plane to be diverted to Atlanta Thursday afternoon. This is SRN News. A judge has upheld a Kansas law that prevents residents from changing the biological sex on their driver's licenses.
The judge ruled that Kansas isn't violating the rights of transgender people under the state constitution by refusing to change their driver's licenses to reflect their gender identities. The Kansas law doesn't mention driver's licenses or birth certificates, but it says a person's sex is, quote, either male or female based on their biological reproductive system identified at birth. And the judge ruled there are no exceptions. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The director of The Chosen TV series says the free streaming of season 4 is being delayed due to legal issues. In a 16-minute Facebook video, Dallas Jenkins said the delay is disappointing, but the goal is to resolve the matter and make sure the series about the life of Jesus remains free for viewers. This is SRN News. A proposal to install a new government in Haiti appears to have crumbled.
Some political parties rejected a plan to create a presidential council that would manage the transition. The panel would be responsible for choosing a new interim prime minister and council of ministers. Jean-Charles Moïse, an ex-senator and presidential candidate who's teamed up with former rebel leader Guy Philippe, announced his rejection of the proposed council, backed by the international community. It was hoped that the council would lead the way down a new path for the Caribbean country that has been overrun by gangs. The violence has closed schools and businesses and disrupted daily life across the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Senate Republicans are taking aim at a new federal court policy trying to curb judge shopping, a practice that gained national attention in a major abortion case. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke out against it on the Senate floor Thursday. More details at SRNNews.com.